And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat all about it was the man of the day. That's Danny Loco of the Cornell men's soccer team. And yes. Danny, thanks so much for stopping by. You're about 24 hours removed from a wild match to begin the tournament. You had such a heroic game. I mean, Maryland made it super tense at the end, too. So how does it feel one day later knowing you guys are moving on in the tournament?
For sure. Firstly, thank you so much for having me.
You got it.
It's a real pleasure. And, yeah, I'm still trying to take it in, really. I've been, as you said, 24 hours. So I feel like it hasn't really sunk in. But, yeah, it was a tough game. We had to battle the whole team together. I think that's one of the strong parts of our group is we're such a unity that we can count on each of our members. So just looking at my brothers on the field, you just want to battle for them. So I think that's what helped us gain that little edge towards the end of the game to get us that win.
We'll get to your two goals and your heroics in just a second, but you guys had your fair share of chances in the first half especially. How tough for was sure. that Maryland keeper, and how'd you guys eventually break through?
Yeah, he was having a day. We had a game plan. Obviously, the conditions were tough to play in. So our coach told us to try and test the keeper out a lot with shots because it's very hard for keepers in this condition to handle the ball. But he was having one of them days where it felt like anything we would shoot, he'd either stop it or somehow they'd stop it from going in. But we just had to stay confident. They focused on the game plan and what we were trying to do, and we just knew that it would eventually fall. So we were just waiting for that moment to come. And it took towards the end of the second half, but we're glad they came.
You mentioned the conditions. How tough was it? Because I kind of felt a little guilty watching on ESPN Plus from the comfort of my own home. Like, how tough was it? Those blustery conditions, little bit of snow still on the field. What was that like?
Yeah, it was tough for sure. Where I'm from, it gets cold, but nowhere near as cold and windy as it was yesterday. But our coach had prepped us for this throughout the week. We knew we didn't want to use it as an excuse for the performance we gave. So we took it as it is and just tried to do our best with what we had available. So that was there's two things that our coach always tells us for every single game, that's sweat and courage. So as long as we gave those two things, we were sure we were going to have a positive result.
All right, let's break down those scores that you had. They were both as exciting as it gets. The first one, a little over 6 minutes left to go in the match, kind of comes off a goal kick that's headed your way. And take me through the development of it and how it finally felt to finally break open the scoreless contest.
100%. Yeah, so first it was a great header by Bimo. Bimo is not normally known for winning headers, so it was great that he was able to put me through. And then from there, I was just trying to get the ball, try and run past the defender, get the ball, try and get a touch onto it to Lalo, I think, who was coming on. And Lalo was able to set me. It was more just instinct. And the ball fell kind of nicely towards my left foot. So I just hit it hard and see what happens after that. And it went into the top corner, so I was ecstatic for the whole team.
And that second goal, heck of a pass, heck of a run. You pop it in just, what, three minutes later after that first goal? How'd that one look from your perspective?
Yeah, 100%. So this one, Emeka's such a baller. So I knew as soon as Emeka got on the ball that he'd be able to slip me in. And so I just got it. I took a few touches. Initially, I was telling one of our guys, I was actually going to take it down the left and shoot it with my left foot, but I saw a slight opening to the right and just tried to finesse it low into the corner, and it just tucked away nicely. So, I was chuffed with that one.
That's awesome. Danny Loco with us here on BTL from the Cornell men's soccer team, the Big Red 14-3-1 now on the season after yesterday's win against Maryland, a 2-1 final in the second round of NCAAs, the team's first win in the NCAA tournament since 1977. And it didn't necessarily come easy because when they tacked on that goal with time winding down, what was the thought process? Were you guys nervous? Were you guys still really confident out there? Like, how'd you guys feel?
I was definitely feeling nervous for sure, but I'm sure our coach was on the sideline, especially because it was straight after we scored. Overall, I just had a feeling that we'd be able to stick it out. We've been through so much as a team this whole season, and we've been able to count on each and every player. So I kind of knew, and I think the whole team knew, that we would be able to ride it out and bring home the dub for the Big Red.
You know, these last 2 years have been as good as it gets for Cornell men's soccer. And you guys didn't win the Ivy or reach the tournament last season, but you still racked up a ton of wins. What's different about things from last year to this year?
From last year, we had a good team last year as well. Same philosophy that we've been instilling this year. I think as a group, we've got a lot of the players that played last year got a year of experience, and so I feel like that's really been one of the main factors in our success this year. We have so many talented individuals, but as a whole team, we're able to collectively produce and perform, and it can come from anybody. If there isn't just like a few guys, although we do have a few guys that are balling out, there isn't just a few guys that we almost have to rely on. We can go into every game knowing that as a team, we have what it is in us to win that game. So there's no fear when we go into play. We just play freely and we play for each other. So and that's one of our big strengths.
Yeah, it sounds it. Danny Loca with us here on BTL from the Cornell men's soccer team. Again, he played hero yesterday at Berman Field to help the Big Red win their first NCAA tournament game since 1977. And you brought it up, but I want to talk about it a little bit more because, you know, we had your teammate Brandon Morales on here in September, and we had a great conversation with him, and he's having a spectacular season. Emeka Anelli, as you mentioned, a fifth-year guy having a great season. And then there's someone like you, you know, only a sophomore coming up big as of late. And Ryan Friedberg, practically a freshman sensation and goal for the team.
I
guess this is a long-winded way of referencing that there's a nice cohesive balance of upperclassmen and underclassmen contributing every single game. So what's allowed that to happen where a freshman or a sophomore can make a difference on any day, and it's not just the junior, seniors, or fifth-year guys who are doing the job?
100%, 100%. I think that comes back again to the environment and the team culture that we have. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know this from experience from being in past teams. Sometimes you feel like there's like a pecking order, especially if you're a young guy. But there isn't really that here at Cornell. So everyone feels confident in being able to play to their best ability and know that when they do play well, they'll get chances. So I feel like that's what's really helped us young guys, as well as the experience that we, the old guys, are giving to us to feel confident and to be able to play freely and play our game.
At what point in the season did you realize, all right, this is a special team? We've got something going here that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. From the start of the season, when we came in back for preseason, we had our normal meetings with the coaches, and the team camaraderie was just there from the get-go. Because I actually came back late because I spent some time away, and coming into a new group and seeing how quickly the new guys are able to bond with the senior statesmen really like touched me personally. And from there, I just thought, this is going to be a good year for Cornell men's soccer, and good year for the program as a whole.
This may be a bad question because the answer is so obvious, but how much fun are you having right now?
I'm loving it for sure. Each and every day, getting to train and do the stuff that you love. There's more can't you love about it? Touching on that, you say that it's a easy question to answer, but I've also had some struggles this season. It's been a long way to get going in the scoring side, even though I might have been performing well in the aspect. As a striker, obviously, you want to be scoring goals. So being patient and kind of having the right mindset has been a real good learning curve for me. So I Yeah, I'm enjoying it right now. But as our coach said, the job's not done. We just got to keep humble, keep moving forward, and just keep giving it our all and see where that takes us.
Job's not done, as you just said. Let's talk a little bit about Sunday because you're on the road at Syracuse. They're the three seed. We know how it went down up there in October. You guys go up to their place, just freshly nationally ranked, if you will, and you get the job done and really make your presence known on a national platform. So what takeaways from that game do you expect to help you guys out for Sunday?
Sure. Of course, yeah. It's gonna be a tough battle. And they'll clearly definitely be looking to get one over us after we went to their place before and got the dub. We'll definitely look at the game and analyze the game and see what worked well for us and what we can improve on. But I think it's going to be a whole different game. It's tournament football right now, so anything can happen. So we'll just go into it fresh. We won't almost piggyback off, oh, we've gone to their place and beat them. We'll just come in with the same mentality that we've had throughout the whole season, which is we respect every single opponent, and we just give our all to try and beat them. So yeah,
Well,
it's going to be a battle, but we're going to be ready for it.
we can't wait to see how it goes too. Danny, it's been an awesome season for you guys, and watching that game yesterday was exceptional. You have so much to be proud of, and this team has a lot to be proud of. But like you said, job's not done yet. Go get them out there on
Oh, no doubt.
Sunday, and best of luck, and thanks so much for stopping by, okay?
100%. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.